play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Let's go down to our PA announcer, Jeff Lamb, with the announcement of the starting lineups.
For the visiting Springfield Senators, number 5, Courtney Pence. Number 11, Cairo Webster. Number 13, Julia Rosen. Number 15, Kiara Weir. And number 20, Annika Webster. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. Number 3, Kaylin Boydston. Number 20, Casey Williams. Number 34, Haley Kelso. Number 40, Sabrina Clay. And number 54, Shaylee Floreen. Your officials for tonight's game are Doug Williams.
So our officials are Dave Seiler as the referee from Peoria, Dave Frackleton of Peoria, and Doug Williams of Peoria. Springfield's dressed in their traveling red uniforms. They have the white and black trim with Springfield across the chest. The Streaks are dressed in their home white uniforms. The silver numerals with the black trim and silver streaks across the front. Earlier today in the tournament, it was Dunlap beating Freeport 62-53. Springfield beat UT 66-48. Illini West over Metamora 66-26. Knoxville beat Freeport 61-33. And UT over Dunlap 44-42. At center court, Annika Webster against Shaylee Florine in the opening tip won by Galesburg, and the Streaks will come on the attack right to left. This is Clay with it to Florine around the three-point circle. Back on the right side, Kelso with the three. It's long, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Courtney Pence. She brings it out, fast break ahead. Here's a shot up underneath by Webster, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's or Springfield's ball. They say it went off one of the Streaks.
Well, I see, Casey had her hands all over that shot.
Triggered inbounds on the left side. Pence will take the three-pointer, and it's good. So Courtney Pence starts the scoring for Springfield. 3-0 in favor of the Senators. Full court pressure by Springfield, and a bad pass. Casey Williams trying to get it into Sabrina Clay and threw it right over her head.
Yeah, which is pretty pretty tall feat considering Sabrina is one of the taller Streaks, and she has a fairly good vertical. Unfortunately, that pass just floated too much over the 5'9 Sabrina Clay's head.
Rosen gets it into Webster, who drives the lane, puts it up and through. Annika Webster with the basket, 5-0, just like that, in favor of Springfield. Comes into Clay this time. She's double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it back to Williams, but we'll get a pushing foul called against Kara Webster, her first team foul.
Well, what Shaylee needs to understand right there is that Annika Webster is okay with putting it on the ground. She cannot jump out at her shot fake. She's got to kind of sit back and let her come to her.
Comes in Casey Williams into Kelso. Now ahead to Boydston. They'll beat it this time down to Clay. Clay in the paint will drive the basket. She'll put it up. No good. Missed the easy layup. The rebound controlled by Webster of Springfield. Annika Webster back into the front court. Hands it off to Kiera Weir. On the left side now to Pencil. Take the three again. No good. The rebound controlled by Sabrina Clay of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston. Here come the streaks right to left. Ahead to Casey Williams. She'll drive all the way to the basket. Puts the ball up and we'll get a travel here.
Yeah, right there. Casey just trying to do too much. She tried to cross over in front of one of the Springfield Senators, but she never switched the ball hand. She tried to keep it in the left hand the whole time, and it ended up with her getting the ball caught on her hip.
Kira Webster brings it back up court. Now they'll go on the left side. Here's the three-pointer by Kira Webster. No good. The rebound tipped back up. Now put back up again by Weir. No good. The rebound controlled by Pence. Galesburg getting beat on the boards there. Webster now. Bounce pass underneath. The ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Springfield. They say it went off Shaylee Florine of Galesburg.
Well, the Streaks definitely need to start boxing out. You cannot give this Senator team too many opportunities. They are the team that is a bit more skilled, so the Streaks are going to have to make sure they limit opportunities.
Florine's going to be called for the foul. As going right around Clay was Webster, Annika Webster, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Well, again, Shaylee with the trying to block the shot. She doesn't get as high as maybe Sabrina Clay or Casey Williams, but she tried to block the shot there, and she swung the arm down. And right when she swung it down, she did get ball. But when she brought the arm down into the body, regardless if you get a lot of body or not, they usually call that.
Webster makes the first, second one on the way. This one's also good. 7-0 in favor of Springfield. Not the way to start it. Full court pressure by the Senators. Casey Williams has it go off her foot, but got it ahead to Boydston. Cross court to Kelso. Underneath to Florine. Florine from the baseline, bingo.
That was a strong play right there by Shaylee Florine. Had two players on her. She ripped that ball through and was able to get it up and in.
Kiera Weir back into the front court now for Springfield. And now it's going to be stolen away by Haley Kelso of Galesburg. Kelso will come back right to left for the streak. 6 minutes to go first quarter. 7-2 Springfield. Now to Clay, to Florine, to Kelso. Kelso will set it up top. She's being guarded by Julia Rosen. Hands it off to Kaylin Boydston for Galesburg. Back to Clay. Near side, Casey Williams gets a pick from Clay. Drives the foul line. Out to Shaylee Florine. Right side, Boydston. Boydston now left-handed dribble. Bounce pass to Clay. Clay looks. Now to Kelso near wing. She gets a pick. Now will take the three-point shot. No. Ooh. Missed the rim. Hit the glass. Rebound controlled by Weir of Springfield. Outlet pass to Courtney Pence. Ahead on the left side. Now they'll go down to the baseline to Webster. Webster comes back out to Pence. She'll drive the lane, put the shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Springfield in the lane. Put right back up by Webster, no good. And this time pulled down by Clay of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston. Here come the streaks. In the front court, Williams. Near side, Boydston. Boydston with a pull-up jumper short. The rebound controlled by Kira Webster. Webster for Springfield. Gets it ahead to Rosen. Rosen all the way down. Bounce pass right side to Pence. Back up top, the three-pointer by Weir, no good. The rebound, Williams for the streaks. Back comes Galesburg now right to left, and we'll get a whistle and a timeout by Massey.
Well, a good timeout here called by Coach Massey. His team getting run a little ragged out there. They need to find a way to, A, get the ball and move it a little bit more. They've had a couple rush shots. That last three that Haley took, she was going around the screen, but she didn't get herself squared up to the basket, so she rushed the shot a little bit. Even though she had done a good job of losing her defender around the screen, she had a little bit more time she could have set up. And on that last play, Kaylin Boydston dribbling it in, taking the 10, 12-foot jumper, that's not really in her game right now.
Do you want to run with Springfield?
No, you don't.
You don't, do you?
No, you want to work that offense a little bit more, yeah. And you want to see if you can pound it inside to Shaylee and Sabrina.
Just what they did down here exactly. When Shaylee got the baseline jumper.
Exactly. You need to keep moving it, and you've got to run through some screens. But the other thing they've got to look at is whoever comes off of Shaylee's screen is getting bounced back. So there's an opening there if they do a quick reversal.
Galesburg ball after the streak's 30-second timeout. 7-2 in favor of Springfield. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. Comes into Florine in the paint. She takes a jump shot, no good. The rebound controlled by Annika Webster of Springfield. Outlet pass now to Kiera Weir. Now they get it back up top to Webster. Back to Weir. Now they're looking for Rosen. They get it to Julia Rosen. Springfield now with the ball in the front court. Give and go in the lane. But
three
now
seconds.
They're tied up. No 3 second
Jeez.
Call. Back out to Pence. Now to Rosen. Rosen goes in the paint to Webster. Turnaround jumper good.
Well, right there, Annika Webster just sized up Shaylee Florine and knocked down that 6 foot jumper. Shaylee needs to come a little closer to her there and make it a little bit more uncomfortable.
Tipped away in the backcourt by Webster, but Williams gets it back for Galesburg. Here come the streaks right to left. Down the court comes Williams. She'll put an off balance shot up, no good. All over the back of Florine
Jeez.
Is Pence, but no whistle.
Yeah, no, that was, I can't believe that after all the fouls we saw called yesterday.
And standing right there was Dave Seiler. It'll be triggered in by Galesburg. Boydston will throw it in underneath the Galesburg basket on the left side, right into Clay. Clay shovels it up. Good.
Shaylee's got to be careful. She keeps getting frustrated with the amount of contact that's happening underneath, and she's two arms shoved a girl out of bounds, and luckily it wasn't called.
Here's a jumper in the paint. No good by Annika Webster. The rebound, though, controlled by Pence. Pence got the ball back out to Rosen. Rosen will take the 10-foot jumper. Good. Julia Rosen's first of the game, makes it 11-4 Springfield. Full court pressure by the Senators. Back come the Streaks. Boydston loses the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Springfield's ball. She had it bounce right off her shin.
Yeah, Kaylin going a little faster than she can handle the ball. And, you know, when you're a guard, you've got to be able to stay within your speed. Yeah, you can fly up the court sometimes with the dribble, but if you can't control the dribble, it's not worth going at that speed.
Courtney Pence, the bounce pass inbounds to Rosen. Now Rosen has it top of the key in the paint now to Webster. Left side now to Weir. Weir drives inside. Florine blocks a shot, pulled out of the air, fought for, but it's picked it back up by Springfield. Now Rosen will shoot again, no good. The rebound comes back out. It's going to be picked up by Rosen again. Rosen will take the three-pointer, top of the key, no. The rebound controlled underneath by Webster, and Galesburg's getting beaten hard on the boards. Streaks can't get a defensive rebound. We'll get a held ball, and it'll be Springfield's ball on the alternating possession, and Julia Rosen will trigger it in for the Senators. Comes into Webster. Now back up top to Weir. To Rosen. Rosen shovels it off right side. Pencil take the three right wing. Bingo.
2 of 3 from downtown now. 14-4. Streaks trail by 10.
Courtney Pence with 6 points in the game. Now a steal in the backcourt as Springfield gets it back again. This is Annika Webster. Webster right side to Rosen. Rosen has the ball tipped. Now it's going to be stolen back by Galesburg. No, Springfield gets it. Rosen got the ball come right to her in the lane, and she puts it up and through.
Well, this is one of those games where all the hops are going right to Springfield, unfortunately, for the Silver Streaks. Right there, a pass that was overthrown went off the hands of Haley Kelso. She couldn't control it. It bounced off her hands, off Boydson's hands, rolled right to Rosen, who was cutting to the basket, and she got the easy layup.
We want to thank Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street, for providing vehicles for our road games. We won't be on the road till December 4th when we'll be at Wharton in Moline for a conference game. Our first conference game will be on this floor Tuesday night as the Silver Streaks will take on Rock Island Alleman. And we'll see how that officiating will shape up in the Western Big Six this year. It ought to be interesting.
Yeah. Last year in this game, the Streaks were down 12-0 before they finally scored with 4 minutes left. They ended up being outscored in the first quarter 21-8.
Comes in now, and still Galesburg has it after the 30-second timeout. And they're getting that full court pressure in the backcourt. Raina Gully and Lexi Daniels have come into the lineup for Galesburg. Sammy Thompson is also into the lineup for the Streaks. Sabrina Clay stays in, as does Casey Williams. Raina Gully will bring it back up court, right to left for Galesburg. Into the front court they go. It goes to Thompson. Near side Williams with the three-pointer. Bingo.
Well, that gave the Streaks a little bit of life. 16-7 now, and Raina Gully, a lazy pass almost got picked off, but a good job by Sammy Thompson to go get the basketball, rip it through, and finally got it to Casey Williams.
Julia Rosen has it top of the key now for Springfield. Over to Webster, left side to Pence. Pence now works against Clay, two dribbles. Top of the key now to Webster, back to Pence, fakes the three. Now goes down to Weir, who takes the baseline jumper air ball. Pulled off by Casey Williams. Here comes Williams all the way down court for Galesburg. Top of the key, Raina Gully. Right side now to Lexi Daniels, back to Raina. Minute 54 to go in the first quarter. 16-7 in favor of Springfield. Sammy Thompson now around the three-point perimeter to Raina Gully. Gully has it between the circles, getting pressure from Rosen. Now near side Williams. Williams had the three last time from that spot. We'll get a whistle and a foul called here, and we'll get a push against Springfield.
Yeah, Raina Goley's got to be careful that she just threw a second pass that almost got picked off. She's not looking at the defender. She's got to understand Springfield's not conceding the passing lanes as some of the other teams have. They're jumping the passes. They want to get that steal, and they want to get that run out.
Thompson and Daniels go out. Shaylee Florine comes back into the game. We'll have Gully throw it in now, and she throws it right away to right to Rosen. Rosen comes down against Haley Kelso, stops, takes the shot, no good. Pence there for the rebound, and she puts it up and through.
Well, that time, a good job by Haley Kelso to get down in front of Rosen, but the Streaks didn't hustle back, and they end up giving up the easy two to Rosen.
Full court pressure. We'll get a foul at center court called against Annika Webster. That's Annika Webster's second third-team foul against Springfield, so Galesburg will have it trailing 18-7. Here in the first quarter with a minute 23 to go.
That was Annika's first. The last one, Kyra Webster has one.
It was Weir and Webster and Weir and Webster.
Webster.
There's two Websters.
Yep. One against Kyra, one against Annika. Now we're going to get an offensive call against Shanley Florine.
And that'll be her second team foul against the Streaks. 18-7 with a minute 16 to go. First quarter, it'll be Springfield's ball. Galesburg's going to put a little pressure on in the backcourt. They've just got Raina Gully up there, and now she'll drop off. Courtney Pence will bring it left to right now for the Senators to Kiera Weir. Now to Pence, and we'll get
travel.
A push in. Oh, jump ball.
I don't know how you got a jump ball out of that. That looked like a travel, if anything.
Ball was on the other side.
Yeah, and Sabrina Clegg, I think, got her hand on the ball, but it wasn't for a very long time if she did.
Comes in the backcourt now. Casey Williams has it as it tipped away. Here's Rosen right to the basket. Puts it up. No good. The rebound. Pence up and through.
Who else would get that rebound right there? The Streaks are just getting beat alive on the offensive boards.
Back comes Sammy Thompson ahead to Kelso. Kelso's going to have her shot blocked by Courtney Pence, and is picked up by Julia Rosen. Back on the attack now comes Springfield. This is Kiera Weir. Weir all the way down. Bounce pass tried to get it on the left side. She was trying to get over to Sarah Cross, who's come into the game for Springfield. But Cross was breaking out instead of breaking towards the basket. And so Galesburg will get it on the Springfield turnover. Casey Williams will throw it in for the Streaks. And now it comes in the backcourt to Sammy Thompson. Back to Casey. Casey now comes up against two girls.
That's
all the way
be
down
a foul.
Court, and we'll get a foul here right in front of the scorer's table.
Well, this will be Annika Webster, and that's her second. As she tried to get in front of Casey coming down the sideline, but she ended up not getting there in time and bumped her.
That's a fourth team foul. Excuse me, Eric.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So Casey Williams will trigger it in with 37.7 seconds to go. Comes into Raina Gully. Raina breaks free all the way down to Sabrina Clay underneath, but Clay couldn't hold on to the dribble. The ball went right through her hands, and it'll go over to Springfield on the turnover.
Seventh turnover already of the game for the Silver Streaks.
Boy, Springfield is such a mesh, a team that really meshes, aren't they? Amazing.
Yeah, and they pressure the ball very hard. So the Streaks have got to work on getting some backdoor screens or getting some screens away from the basketball.
Springfield's going to look for one shot as we come down under 20 seconds as Kiera Weir has it in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the court. Now she looks over at Coach Brad Scheffler on the bench. Kiera Weir is going to drive all the way to the basket. Off-balance shot shoveled up, no good. The rebound saved by Casey Williams and picked up by Kelso. 4 seconds to go. Sammy Thompson in front of the scorer's table. Pence tried to get it off at the buzzer, but she couldn't. It was partially blocked, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score at Springfield 20 and Galesburg 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest shopping day of the year is quickly approaching. And this year, YEM is asking the question, why save hundreds
when you could save thousands?
For the first time ever, YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Right now, get a 2013 Silverado Extended Cab 4x4 marked down over $8,000. Save over $8,700 on a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 or the all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado Regular Cab 4x4. Marked down $4,500. Holiday discount priced at just $26,545.
The best deals are in the bag.
Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license included. From the 2014 Silverado price, you must trade in a 99 or newer vehicle. See YEM for details on truck loyalty.
Thanks for your donation during today's Harvest Time Share-a-thon for the Galesburg Rescue Mission. $45,000 was the goal, and $50,268 was raised with 502 contributors.
Yeah, Springfield basketball to start the second quarter, 20-7 in favor of the Senators. This is Sarah Cross with it. She plays catch with Kiera Weir on the right side, back out to Cross. She was wide open, didn't take the three. Now gets it out to Courtney Penn. She'll shoot the three to Rosen. Rosen drives inside, running jumper, no good. The rebound underneath, pulled out of there and put back up by Newman, no good. And the rebound pulled off by Boydston. Back comes Galesburg now. Boydston's going to drag the pivot foot and travel with it. Top of the key in the Galesburg front court. So Springfield will get it back on the Galesburg turnover. The Senators have Julia Rosen to trigger it in, and she gets it into Sarah Cross. Back on the attack comes Springfield right to left. Rosen crosses center court, looks on the right side to Courtney Pence. Pence now on the left-handed dribble into the right corner. The ball was tipped and picked up by Kiera Weir. Now back out to Pence. Pence with a dribble left side. Top of the key, Rosen. Rosen fakes to Pence. Pence is going to drive around Williams, but now comes back out. Here's Rosen with the three-point shot. No good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Clay's going to cover up. We're going to get a foul called on her, or rather on Weir, as Weir was all over Clay. Second on Weir, on Kiera Weir. That's the fifth team foul against Springfield.
Well, right there, Sabrina Clay got that rebound, but then she brought it back down to her waist. So Weir tried to come around her, knock the ball out, and she just got a little bit too much arm. Sabrina's going to be careful with that. She had the same issue last year. Does not keep the ball high enough after getting those rebounds.
Full court pressure by Springfield. Galesburg beats it this time. Haley Kelso doubled outside. Now gets the ball to Sabrina Clay. Clay now to Williams. Williams wide open three-pointer near side. No good. The rebound pulled down underneath by Sarah Cross of Springfield. Outlet pass to Julia Rosen. Here come the Senators left to right. Rosen will take the three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. The rebound controlled by Courtney Penn. She's tied up by Sabrina Clay. We'll get a held ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rosen crossed Boydston up like no other right there. She crossed her up, and Boydston almost fell to the floor. Looked like she broke her ankles.
Comes into Kaylin Boydston, double-teamed against the full-court press, now throws it away. Picked off by Courtney Penn. Springfield now with the ball in the front court. Here's a jumper, Rosen from the left baseline, and it's good. Julia Rosen has 6 points, 22-7 in favor of Springfield. In the backcourt, Galesburg against the full-court pressure. Casey Williams, double-teamed, got the ball to Kaylin Boydston. She dribbles out of danger, and Massey wants a timeout.
Well, they were about to get a 10 call, and you know what? If I'm Coach Massey, I'm thinking about taking Kaylin Boydston out of the game. She does not have the focus right now. She keeps just winging the ball up the court, and this is going to be a full timeout, Jim.
They're not getting the ball in far enough, are
no,
they?
No, no. They're inbounding it below the volleyball end line over there, and what happens is every time they do that, it's a double team. Then they look to try to pass the ball backwards. You can't pass the ball backwards because there's nowhere to pass it. They need to start looking to get it near the free throw line
right,
so that they have more room to operate. But because they just keep taking the first option, you've got to either set your press break back farther so that it opens up sooner, or what you need to do is start looking at the bigger girls in the back.
Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's, and Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Also participating sponsors include McDonald's, I'm loving it, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs, and OSF,
jeez,
St. Mary Medical Center. Stolen away on the inbounds pass after the timeout. Now Clay gets it back. She's going to be tied up by Rosen. We'll get a held ball here, and this time it's going to be Springfield's ball.
Well, a big block right there by Casey Williams, as it was going to be an easy layup for Cross. She came across and got the block, but that was after the streaks with another terrible turnover.
Here's the three-pointer by Pence, no good. The rebound fought for in the lane, pulled over there by Shaylee Florine. Outlet pass now to Boydston. Ahead on the right side, Haley Kelso underneath Clay. Clay had trouble with it. Now gets it on the near side to Casey Williams. Williams back up top now to Boydston. Kaylin Boydston with 5:50 to go second quarter. Streaks trail 22-7. Near side to Williams. Williams is going to drive inside, but too tight on her is going to be Sarah Cross. She'll pick up the personal foul, her first, the sixth team foul.
Well, Jim, the streaks are just throwing the ball around. They're not even passing the ball. They're just throwing it, just trying to get it out of their hands like a hot potato, and it's sloppy as heck, and it's committing all. And there's another turnover.
Boydston throws the inbounds pass away, tried to get it to Florine, but it was over her head. Back comes Sarah Cross. Cross, a bounce pass to Rosen. Now on the high post, they go to Annika Webster. Turnaround jumper is good. Annika Webster has 8. 24-7 in favor of Springfield. Back comes Galesburg against the full court pressure. Boyston all the way down to Florine. Florine will put it up underneath. No, she missed the easy one. The rebound controlled by Courtney Pence of Springfield. Here come the Senators on the run. Kelso got back and knocked it away. It's going to be saved in bounds by Pence, but it looked like Pence stepped out of bounds when she was saving it, and Galesburg will get it.
That was the best play that Kaylin Boydson's had all game. She did a nice job. She drew the defense, put a nice little pass over the top of the defense of Florine, and Florine just unfortunately missed the shot.
Clay just threw it away. It was intercepted by Webster, by Annika Webster. Now Cross has it. Goes cross court to Pence. Pence has it on the left side. Back up top now to Annika Webster. Now to Rosen. Rosen in the paint takes a 12-footer around and good. Julia Rosen with 8 points, 26-7, Springfield. Comes into the backcourt to Sabrina Clay, ahead to Boydston. Two-on-one break now. Boydston down to Florine. Florine with the layup, yeah.
Well, that breaks a 10-0 run for the Senators.
First basket of the second quarter for the Streaks. It's 26-9. This is Courtney Pence now in the left corner to Kira Webster. Webster back out to Pence, now to Julia Rosen. In the paint, they get the ball down to Annika Webster. Bounce pass now to Cross. Sarah Cross, left-handed dribble right side. Back inside to Annika Webster. Now Pence. Pence in the lane, puts it up over Florine. No good. Shaylee with the rebound. She'll be tied up by Cross. We'll get a held ball here. It'll be Streaks' ball on the alternating possession.
Well, Shaylee and Sabrina cannot continue to get held tied up when they get the rebounds. They have to know that, yeah, they have to keep it high or keep it under their chin with the elbows out. Something, because the Senators are attacking every time that ball gets brought down around the waist, and the Streaks really haven't seen this type of pressure all season. We've seen some press, but not this kind of press, on-ball pressure.
Here's Haley Kelso with the three-point shot. No good from the right side. Rebound Williams. Got it to Sammy Thompson, who's come in. She'll put it up underneath. No good. Madison Ross also in there. Now the ball on the floor. Saved inbounds by Springfield to Cross. Cross got it ahead to Weir. Now to Rosen. Rosen will put it up underneath. Good. Julia Rosen with 6 second quarter basket. 6 points in the second quarter. 10 on the ball game, and it's 28-9. Back comes Casey Williams. Now to Boydston. Boydston has it up top. Now to Sammy Thompson, near side Casey. Casey Williams gets a pick from Sammy. Now drives the foul line, looked for her, couldn't find her to Madison Ross. Right side Boydston with 3:24 to go second quarter. Springfield blowing Galesburg out of their home gym. Now they get it to Kelso. She'll take the long three-pointer around, no good. The rebound underneath is going to be controlled by Annika Webster, but I think she stepped on the baseline and Galesburg's going to get it back.
No, they're going to call her for the travel.
Oh, they're going to call a travel, okay.
That last basket by Rosen got started by a missed bunny by Sammy Thompson. You cannot miss these point-blank shots, and we've seen the Streaks do it continually in this game. And it's just becoming a large frustration, because what happens is once Springfield gets the ball, they run it out, and now Raina Goley gets called for the five-second call.
So sir, Springfield will get it. The teams exchange turnovers, 3:14 to go, second quarter, 28-9 our score. We're going to get a timeout call.
Coach Massey.
Evan Massey is going to call timeout. That's a full timeout with 3:14 to go second quarter. Springfield 28, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL. GIL.
Another season of Silver Streaks boys basketball begins Wednesday night when Galesburg hosts Pekin in the Thanksgiving tournament. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast starting at 7:10 Wednesday on WGIL.
Boy, how exciting is that going to be? Galesburg playing Pekin, the big rivalry renewed. Boy, back in the 60s, that was the rivalry in the state. And then they stopped playing each other. And now they're going to play each other this year. Wednesday night, Galesburg and Pekin. Brad and Jim Lee will be right here where we are tonight. We'll be back with you again next Saturday night as Galesburg, the Galesburg girls, are going to be taking on Freeport next Saturday night. That'll be a 6:30 start. It'll be Springfield's ball after the Galesburg full timeout. They lead 28-9. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Left side Sarah Cross now in the front court for Springfield. Gets it up top to Kira Webster. Now the ball goes over to Kira Weir. She'll put it up no good. The rebound controlled by Cross of Springfield. Now Now over to Kiara Weir. Weir will put it up, but she's going to be fouled in the lane by Sammy Thompson, I believe. Sammy Thompson or Madison Ross. Looks like Ross is going to get the foul. Her first, that's the third team foul. This will be a shooting foul as Kiara Weir at 18 against Metamora in that first game. She's a 5'9 junior. Will shoot two here, and the first is on the way, and it'll drop through.
Jim, here's a good sign of how the game's gone so far. Right now, at this point in the game, the Senators have 12 offensive rebounds. The Streaks have 10 total rebounds.
Wow. How many total rebounds does Springfield have?
I'll get you that at the half.
Oh, that's going to scare me. The second one is missed by Kiara Weir. Sammy Thompson with the rebound. Now Raina Gully as the Streaks come back into the front court with 2:40 to go here. Trailing by 20, 29-9. Bounce pass inside now to Madison Ross. She lost the ball. It's going to be picked up by Rosen. Back on the attack comes Springfield. They want to run. Julia Rosen holds up on the left wing. Back up top to Sarah Cross. Now to Rosen. They're so quick, too. That first step as they really run the floor well. Left side Cross. Cross now looking inside. They've got the sophomore, Ellie Brandt, in there now. And we're going to get a whistle here.
Yeah, they're going to call it the travel on the ball handler. The Senators like to run. They're going to get the ball, and their first step is going to be to take off down the floor. And the Streaks are on their heels every possession.
Every time. Sammy Thompson now to Madison Ross. Galesburg in the front court. Right side, Raina Gully. Back up top now to Lexi Daniels, who's in the game as we cross the two-minute mark. Near side, Casey Williams. Williams now will drive the foul line. Gets it back up top to Ross. Right side, Gully. Gully will take the three-point shot. No good. The rebound fought for. Goes down on the floor. Nobody gets it. Now picked up by Rosen. Rosen over the timeline. Right side, Cross on the layup. Up. Good. Sarah Cross's first basket of the game. 31-9 Springfield with a minute 40 to go first half. The Streaks getting blown out on their home floor. Right side Gully. Back up top now to Sammy Thompson. Near side to Lexi Daniels. Daniels will pick it up as the ball was tipped away. Daniels still holding it out near center court. Now to Gully. Gully guarded by Kira Webster. Back up top now to Thompson, now to Gully. Gully holds the ball over her head with a minute 20 to go second quarter to Williams. Casey now takes a dribble, goes back outside the three-point line. Up top to Sammy Thompson, now to Lexi. Lexi Daniels thought about the three. Instead passes off to Madison Ross. Nobody's shooting, Eric. Now to Gully. Gully now will take the three-pointer right wing. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Julia Rosen of Springfield. Now the Senators on the run left to right. Ahead to Kira Webster. Back up top now to Kira Weir. Weir put it up. Good. And she's fouled. Kira Weir with
nobody,
the basket.
Nobody was guarding her.
No.
She got the ball at the elbow at the three-point arc, looked around, saw nobody was guarding her, and then took it all the way until she found pressure. And at that point, she was getting fouled and going to the free throw line. 33-9. Senators with a 24-point lead. 52.7 left to go here. Coach Massey's used four of his five timeouts for the game already.
Here's Kiara Weir at the free throw line. It's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Sammy Thompson of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now, right to left. Thompson dribbles the foul line in the front court, now to Casey Williams. Between the rings now to Boydston, who's back in the game. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Thompson. Thompson right side. Got it now to Casey. Casey will take the three-pointer. Good. Casey Williams with 2 3-pointers in the game. She has 6. 33-12 with 30 seconds to go second quarter. Julia Rosen now will back it out against Kaylin Boydson. Let's see if they'll look for one. Looks on the right side to Cross. Now Rosen still on the dribble. Right side now to Kira Webster. Back up top now. They get the ball to Rosen. Rosen getting guarded tightly by Boydston. Now shoved her off. No whistle. Rosen will take the three-pointer air ball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Ellie Brandt. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Now Joel Newman, a 5'10 senior, will come into the ballgame. Galesburg will have it with 7.5 seconds to go second quarter, trailing 33-12. Comes in the backcourt to Boydston, 5 seconds to go. Shovels it off to Casey Williams. Williams now comes down. She'll take the long three at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first half with the score. It's Springfield 33, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan's second annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. Exciting offers ranging from no payments till February to 0% financing with approved credit just for helping our Fill a Frontier food drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and Galesburg Rescue Mission.
Winker.
Save an additional $500 and lend a hand.
Winker.
Food drive going on now at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I'm just very thankful that Dr. Ruppel did this for me.
If you think you have unique vision problems, meet Wanda Turner of Cameron. After a consultation with Dr. Ruppel, Wanda decided to lose her glasses for the last time. Dr. Ruppel gave Wanda a toric lens to eliminate the astigmatism in her right eye and a restore lens in her left, allowing her to see far away, up close, and in between, all without glasses.
If I get a letter in the mail, I don't have to go pick up glasses. I can read that letter or the card, and when I look out the windows, I can see far away. I can see birds that, you know, I can distinguish now that I didn't before. You don't have to be scared to have this done. It takes just a few minutes, and you're done.
Find out if you're a candidate for the Advanced Technology Lens Procedure with patient-preferred vision at Dr. Ruppel's office in Galesburg. Results may vary. Make an appointment today for your consultation, because everyone wants 20/20.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Crady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just a buck. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
I've got two spirited boys. Can I get a health plan that covers visits to the ER?
Yep, and checkups and vaccines and dental.
Like if they bang heads and knock a tooth out?
Or if one just has a cavity?
Right.
Learn more at getcoveredillinois.gov.
Somebody tell me why I have to buy health insurance.
You don't.
But won't I get fined?
Yeah, but if you get in an accident, you could be out 50 grand.
Is that bigger than the fine?
About 537 times bigger.
Oh.
Yeah. Learn more at getcoveredillinois.gov.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, our halftime stats. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. You're listening to WGIL Galesburg, AM 1400. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, glad you're with us tonight. Not very good news at halftime, as the Silver Streaks are trailing in this one 33-12 at the half. Springfield just a buzzsaw in this ball game tonight. Well, we kind of saw it as they beat Metamora on Tuesday 83-34, but then the East Moline game was 66-48, so you thought, well, maybe the Streaks, if things kind of break right, because I was just talking to Eric about 2 years ago when everybody expected Galesburg to lose to Springfield and the Streaks beat them. So this game has really gotten away from Galesburg as they trail by 21 points at the half. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for the Senators, they have two players in double figures at the half. The first is Courtney Pence, who has 10 points all in the first quarter. And the second is Julia Rosen, and Rosen has 10 points. All from the field, all two-point baskets. 8 points in the game for Annika Webster, 3 points in the game for Kiera Weir, and 2 points in the game for Sarah Cross off the bench. Ellie Brandt played. She did not score. Joelle Newman also played. She did not score. Eric told me it'd be easy to read the Streaks, and it is. Casey Williams with 2 3-pointers, one in each quarter. She has 6. 4 points for Shaylee Florine. She has a bucket in each quarter. And Sabrina Clay with a 2-point basket in the first quarter. Boydston started. She has not scored. Kelso has not scored. She had scoring problems last night. Sammy Thompson played. Raina Gully has played. Lexi Daniels and Madison Ross have also played. They have not scored. It was 20-7 in favor of Springfield at the end of the first quarter. The Senators outscoring the Silver Streaks 13-5 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 33-12. Eric will be back and have his statistics in a moment. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Look at the official WGIL forecast. Clear, cold, low around just 7 above tonight. Sun and 28 tomorrow. Now in downtown Galesburg at 115, Santa Rescue. Then the holiday parade down Main Street at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 19. Monday, cloudy, light snow, 31 for the high. And Tuesday, sun and a high of 32. Right now, it's 18. Thanks for your donation during today's Harvest Time Share-a-thon for the Galesburg Rescue Mission. $45,000 was the goal, and $50,268 was raised with 502 contributors.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. 33-12 in favor of Springfield. At the half, here's Eric with the unhappy totals.
Yeah, the Streaks have committed 15 turnovers in the first half. They're well on their way to setting a new season high. 9 turnovers only for the Senators. The Streaks have been out-rebounded 25-14. Offensive rebounds at 13 for Springfield, only 2 for the Streaks. And you can tell that reflects clearly on the offensive numbers. Springfield, 12 of 28 from inside the arc, 2 of 12 from distance. So they're combined 14 of 40 from the field, whereas the Streaks have only mustered 20 shots from the field, 3 of 10 from inside the arc, 2 of 10 from distance, so a good for a 5 of 20 mark. Free throw line, Senators 3 of 5. The Streaks have not been.
Not been at all, huh?
Not been at all.
Yeah, they only had 14 fouls. We had 6. Okay, we'll get ready to start the second half. A reminder that you'll be able to hear more high school girls basketball next Saturday night. In fact, you're going to be able to hear it on Tuesday night. 7 o'clock the tip-off Tuesday is the Streaks against Rock Island Alleman right here at John Thiel Gym. And then next Saturday, this tournament will conclude as the Streaks play Freeport. That game will be at 6:30 next Saturday night. So we'll have a game for you Tuesday and then a game for you next Saturday. And then the boys will start on Wednesday. It'll be Springfield's ball to start the second half. Streaks had their original starting 5 in the game. Julia Rosen will bring it up court right to left now for Springfield. Gets it on the left side. Here's a drive to the hoop and the shot up and through by Kiara Weir. So she picks right up where she left off. And it's 35-12. Back comes Galesburg. Sabrina Clay now holds it for the Streaks. Left side to Kaylin Boydston, who dribbles the ball up front. She's being guarded in the front court by Kara Webster. Tipped away and picked up by Courtney Pence. Pence now back in the front court for Springfield. Gets it back up to Kara Webster. Now to Annika Webster. Back to Kiara. Now on the near side, looking. Now Courtney Pence back up top. Now to Rosen. Rosen looks towards the right side. Instead on the high post to Annika Webster. Here's the three-pointer by Kiara Webster. Bingo.
Well, on that last play, Kaylin Boydston just didn't see what was coming to her. Now another turnover by Boydston.
Tipped away by Springfield. Annika Webster all the way to the basket. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound put right back up and through by Kiara Weir. And it's 40-12. And Massey calls timeout.
Well, that last one wasn't even tipped away, unfortunately, Jim. Kaylin just lost it when she tried to cross over, and it's just getting uglier and uglier for the Silver Streaks as they just cannot even get the ball up the floor cleanly. The play before that on the offensive end, Kaylin was trying to go move away from the defense. She was keeping her eye on the defense to the left of her, and you can't do that against a Springfield team because then what happens is Courtney Pence sees that. She comes out, she picks her pocket and brings it back the other way, just clean as can be.
What's this doing to the confidence of these younger players? It's got to hurt.
Well, I would imagine that Coach Massey's telling them, you know, this, and now Springfield's going to lay off the press. So this will help a little bit. But I would imagine that it's just one of those things that they just know that right now Springfield's better than they are.
Springfield pulls off the press. Kaylin Boydston now on the attack left to right, which is west to east, to Casey Williams. Tried to get it to Clay. The ball was tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball. They say it went off Kiara Weir.
Streaks cannot make clean passes here either because what's happening is that the ball handler is just kind of trying to put it to wherever the white jersey should be, and the red jersey keeps jumping in the passing lanes.
Triggered into Boydston now. She'll bring it up top to Sabrina Clay. Clay gets away on the right side to Williams. Williams had the ball tipped away but got it back. Now out to Clay. Let's see if they try to go into Shaylee Florine. She comes back out. Florine now between the circles, guarded by Annika Webster. Now the ball's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Springfield's Annika Webster.
Another lazy pass by Kaylin. She didn't get the ball high enough, and it got tipped up and then an easy steal.
Back up top, high left wing to Annika Webster. Shovels it off right side baseline jumper by Kiara Weir. No good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boydston with 6:05 to go, third quarter. 40-12 in favor of Springfield. Now bad pass to Florine. Intercepted and all the way down with the layup is going to be Annika Webster. She has 10, and it's 42-12 Springfield. Wow.
And nothing Coach Mass can do about it either. Not only is Springfield the better team, but also he has no timeouts left. So this one's just going to kind of run through the rest of the way. We're at 30-point advantage for Springfield, and the Streaks just have very little fight left in them, it looks like.
Shaylee Florine gets a pass from Kelso. Shot up no good. The rebound controlled by Springfield. Back comes Julia Rosen. She'll go all the way to the basket. Left-handed layup no good. Rebound Courtney Pence, and she's going to be fouled.
Jim, the one thing you can control is offensive rebounds. And that's the ninth rebound for Ms. Pence, six of them offensive. She's one of the guards. And she's got six offensive rebounds in this game.
So Courtney Pence goes to the line. She misses it. She has 10 points in the game. Sabrina Clay with the foul, her first team foul of the second half against Galesburg. They trail it by 30, 42-12. Second one on the way, and this one's perfect. 11 points for Courtney Pence. 43-12 in favor of Springfield. Back on the attack now comes Boydston. Now to Clay, to Casey Williams. Williams stops outside the three-point line, picks up her dribble. Now to Kelso. Haley Kelso looks in, looking. Now left side Boydston. Boydston comes to the top of the key, will shovel an underhand pass to Kelso. Bounce pass to Clay. And now it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Springfield's Kiara Weir. Galesburg will have it right in front of their own bench. Boy, this is a buzzsaw.
Oh, man. My gosh.
I didn't expect this. I expected Galesburg was going to have some problems, but, you know, you kind of thought, well, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they can slow the game down a little bit, but, boy, it hasn't happened. Raina Gully has come into the lineup for the Streaks. She has it right side. She's going to drive all the way to the basket, put the shot up. No! The rebound controlled underneath and pulled out by Springfield. Ahead on the fast break to Courtney Pence. She's going to put it up no good, and a foul is going to be called.
Well, to think that the AP writers think there's 15 teams in the state better than this team, I'm going to kind of find that hard to believe here. And
Casey Williams calls for the foul, send Courtney Pence back to the free throw line. She misses it. She's 1-for-3 from the line. She'll get one more here. Yeah, they didn't get the attention, did they? Well, you know, they lost in that regional last year to Edwardsville and got creamed. And then Edwardsville lost to Richwood, so there's probably some residuals from that. Second one's good by Pence. Makes it 44-12. Back comes Galesburg. Gully gets it to Clay. Sabrina now to Casey Williams. Williams being guarded by Kiara Weir. Here's Kelso with the three, and she gets it.
First points of the game for Haley Kelso. Makes it a 44-15 deficit for the Silver Streaks. And to think Richwood's came back down to 3A as well.
Yeah, Sarah Cross is back in the game. She gets it in the paint. Here's a shot up to the basket. No good by Webster. The rebound, Clay for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Gully. Back come the Streaks with 4:15 to go. Third quarter, trailing 44-15. That's right. It's Springfield 44, Galesburg 15. Casey Williams got a pick. Now they'll give her the three, but it was partially blocked. Picked out of the air now by Webster. Ahead to Pence on the layup, up and through. Courtney Pence with a big third quarter. She has four in the third quarter, 14 on the game, and it's 46-15 Springfield. Back comes Sammy Thompson now. Left side dribble for Galesburg. Now we'll dribble it out beyond the three-point arc to Raina Gully. Gully for the Streaks looking left. Now goes back to Thompson. No movement now by the Streaks on offense at all.
No, and when they do move, everybody's on top of each other. Another throwaway and another layup for Weir.
Stolen away by Weir, and she'll go all the way down court, put it up and through. She has 9 points in the game. 48-15 Springfield. Raina Gully, right side to Sabrina Clay. Back up to Sammy Thompson. Thompson now with the ball, looking, and gets it to Gully. Gully stops up top and getting pressure. Got it to Clay. Now left side. Boy, Florine's out of there now, but she didn't touch the ball when she was in. Ahead to Clay, but Clay's going to get it. Clay's going to get the layup from the left side. Sabrina Clay with 4 points. 48-17 Springfield. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes in and stolen now by Clay. Clay will put it back up and through. Sabrina Clay with two straight hoops. 48-19 now. And we'll get a whistle in the backcourt here, and a foul's going to be called.
It's going to go against Haley.
Her first, that's the third team foul in the Streaks in the second half. Springfield will make a substitution as Newman will come back in and Annika Webster will go out.
Well, the Streaks are going to come in with Carl and Daniels. Carl's, this is the earliest game action she's seen all season.
Alyssa Carl's a 5'7 junior for Galesburg. It's Kelso, Carl, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, and Raina Gully for the Silver Streaks. It'll be triggered inbounds by Springfield and Kira Webster. Ahead to Courtney Pence. Pence now comes down on the dribble. Near side, got it to Sarah Cross. Back out to Pence. Pence fakes inside. Back up top to Kira Wheeler. On the right wing now to Kira Weir. Weir now in the paint. Got it to Newman, who put it up no good. The rebound pulled down by Sarah Cross, and we'll get a whistle underneath, and a foul is going to be called against Alyssa Carl, her first, the fourth team foul against Galesburg. We get now, Shaylee Florine coming back.
No, this is Katie Lingenfelter
in
the game.
Oh, no, this is Lingenfelter. So we're going to have Kelso go out. So we'll have a different lineup here for you. We'll call it in a minute. Comes into Kiara Weir, now driving to the hoop, puts it up, and we'll get a push here.
Well, you know, she just goes in full speed on every play, and she tries to draw the foul and tries to get to the basket on every single play, Jim. And unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, they almost sometimes should just let her go. She looks a little out of control at times, but
Clay called for the foul, her second, fifth team foul. At the free throw line is Kiara Weir. She's 1-for-3 now from the line as she makes the first. She has 10 points in the ballgame. It's 49-19 Springfield. Second one on the way, and this one's going to go around and drop off. The rebound picked up by Sabrina Clay underneath. Got the ball to Raina Gully, and Gully will bring it back up left to right, which is west to east. Now Lexi Daniels will take the three right side, no good. Might as well toss it up. The rebound in the lane was pulled out of there that time by Alyssa Carl. Carl has it up front. Left side now to Katie Lingenfelter. Now it's going to be tipped away on a lazy pass and picked up by Kira Wheeler of Springfield. And we'll get it over and back called here as Wheeler got it back to Newman, but Joelle Newman was straddling the three-point line.
Well, Jimmy, you know, you can't sometimes overcome the talent differential and the athleticism differential, but the one thing you can control is lazy passes and off and rebounding, and the Streaks have not done a good job of boxing out or making crisp passes in this one.
Raina Gully back up top to Lexi Daniels. She'll take the three, no good. Rebound Clay, though, for the Streaks. Clay will bring it back out to Gully, and they'll reset it as Gully's between the circles. Now right side dribble got away from Rosen. Give the give and go to Clay. Clay puts it up, no good, and the rebound pulled out of there by Annika Webster. Ahead to Rosen. Rosen full court drive will put it up and through, and she's fouled. Julia Rosen with 12 points on the game. She's going to go to the free throw line.
51-19, minute 38 left to go. Just to kind of give you some idea of what the score was like last year, at the end of three quarters, it was 68-47.
Free throw is missed. Back on the attack now will come Galesburg into the front court, Raina Gully. Gully now to Alyssa Carl to Lingenfelter. Back up top now to Clay with a minute 26 to go third quarter. Right side now, Gully had the ball tipped away. We're going to get a foul called against Rosen. That'll be Rosen's first team
yeah,
foul.
Yeah, I was just going to say, first team foul of the half for Springfield is with a minute 21 left to go in the third quarter. Now, this is after last night's game with the multitude of fouls, 50-plus fouls yesterday.
Back on the attack now will come Rosen, and Rosen gets it ahead to Cross, and Cross is going to have the ball knocked away from her. She was going in for the layup by Sabrina Clay. So it'll be turned, it'll be Springfield's ball. They'll hold on to it, and Julia Rosen, who's the 5'9 senior, she had 17 points against East Moline. She'll throw it in. Threw it in the lane. It was tipped away, but Rosen gets it back. Takes the 10-foot jumper. No good. The rebound, Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Ahead to Raina Gully. Gully crosses center court. Now looking ahead to Clay with a minute 5 to go third quarter. 51-19 Springfield. Now back up top to Carl, right side Gully. Gully gets away, now throws it in the corner. Here's Daniels with a three-pointer from the left corner, no good. The rebound underneath Alyssa Carl, she puts it up, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, two offensive rebounds for Carl in her limited action in the game, and now she's going to get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Joelle Newman gets the foul, her first, second team foul. Alyssa Carl is a 5'7 junior for Evan Massey's Streaks. Here's the free throw, and it's no good.
She's got 1 point on the season. It was a free throw earlier in the game Thursday night. She misses there, so she's now 1 of 3 from the stripe on the season.
Clay goes out for Galesburg. Second free throw by Alyssa Carl is good, so she has a point in this game. 51-20 Springfield with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Julia Rosen now for the Senators. Right side to Kiera Weir. Back up top now to Sarah Cross. Near side Rosen. Bounce pass inside to Annika Webster. Rosen will take the three, yes. Rosen now with 15 in the game. 54-20 Springfield. Carl gets it on the left side. This is Lingenfelter back out to Carl, who takes the jumper. It's going to drop through. It's going to be a good three. Alyssa Carl with the three-pointer left side, 54-23. Back comes Springfield, 15 seconds to go third quarter. Now up top, Kiera Weir, or rather Rosen, sorry. Now underneath, here's a shot up underneath. No good by Annika Webster. The rebound controlled by Joelle Newman, and now Galesburg pulls it down at the buzzer. Is a half-court shot by Gully, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Springfield 54, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Winter is coming. Icy roads, sub-zero temperatures. Is your car up to the challenge? I'm Jim Boner from Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. We have the new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Get you through the winter with confidence. Every new gas-powered vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Big dealerships charge thousands for this, but at Cavanaugh's Motors includes it at no extra charge. You need a good deal on dependable transportation this winter? During the big finish, come home to Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. Nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
Do you have big ideas at your house? I'm Michelle Moore, personal banker at F&M Bank. Those ideas might include a new room addition or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, maybe sending your child off to college. Now those ideas can become a reality with an F&M Bank home equity loan or line of credit. Use the equity in your home and still have affordable payments. Stop by our Main Street office and ask for Michelle. I'll be happy to assist you.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank.
F&M.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Emily Weaver has come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Alyssa Carl has it up top, gets it to Weaver. Weaver's going to go all the way to the basket, put it up and through.
Good job right there by Emily Weaver.
Emily Weaver, a 5'5 junior for the Silver Streaks, makes it 54-25 as we start the fourth quarter. It's been all Springfield tonight, fans. On the right side, this is Sarah Cross. Got the ball underneath. The shot up by Kira Weir, no good. Again, the shot up, no good. And the rebound this time by Katie Lingenfelder of Galesburg. She'll get the pass in the backcourt to Emily Weaver. Weaver crosses center court on the dribble, guarded by Rosen. Looking now on the left side to Sammy Thompson. Back up top to Weaver. Weaver holds the ball over her head to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder with one step, looking. Good Springfield defense as Cross is all over Lingenfelder. Now the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. They say it went off Weaver of Galesburg. It'll be Springfield's ball, and Springfield's going to put some substitutions in, too. It looks like Ellie Brand is going to come in, along with Melanie Glisson. Glisson's a 5'9 junior. Brandt is a 6'2 sophomore. She played in the first half. This is Kira Webster has it up top. Now to Cross. High post, they get it to Glisson. Back over on the right side now to Kira Webster. Webster will bring it out between the circles. Now to Sarah Cross for Springfield. Cross gets a bounce pass inside to Brandt, but it was tipped away and stolen and picked off by Katie Lingenfelder of the Streaks. She'll get it back to Weaver, and bringing it up is Emily Weaver for Galesburg. Weaver, a bounce pass up top to Alyssa Carl, to Lingenfelder. She'll drive the basket, puts it up and through.
Good two there by Lingenfelder, and just as a note, going back to that last basket by Ms. Weaver, Emily Weaver, that was her first varsity points.
Back comes Springfield now. Sarah Cross gets it up top to Joelle Newman. Newman on the right wing now to Kira Wheeler. They come down inside. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good by Ellie Brandt. The rebound fought for, still fought for, and it's going to be pulled out of there by Glisson of Springfield. Back up top, the three by Wheeler, no good. The rebound on the floor this time, and we'll get a held ball as down there was Joelle Newman and Alyssa Carl. Well, the Galesburg reserves look like they're playing a little bit harder than the starters did.
Kira Webster with that last three.
Triggered inbounds now. This will be Sarah Cross. Here's the jump shot left side around, no good. The rebound fought for underneath, put right back up, no good by Glisson. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here as it was picked up by Galesburg's Megan Gugliotta, who's come into the ballgame. We're going to get a foul called against Springfield.
And even though it's a 27-point advantage, they have the running clock going. I thought we had to hit the 30 mark, but maybe it's once you hit 30 mark once in the game. I'm not sure.
Back in the front court comes Galesburg. On the right side for the Silver Streaks, this is Emily Weaver. She'll dribble all the way underneath, popped it out to the left side. Driving inside is going to be Jordan Kohler, who's into the game. And we'll get a whistle and a stoppage of play here.
And they're going to call it on the ground, even though it looked like the contact started to occur when she was making her move for the shot. But
fourth team foul on Springfield. Comes back out to Kohler. She'll take the 15-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound down onto the floor. And we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here. This one I think they're going to get Brandt for, or they're going to call it against Galesburg. No, they'll get it on Brandt. Ellie Brandt's first, this fifth team foul. 54-27 our score, the running clock with 4 minutes to go in this one. The Silver Streaks down in this game tonight. Comes into Macy Steck, who's into the game. She'll get it out to Weaver. Weaver will come out at center court. Now a bounce pass on the left side. Here's the three-point shot. It's going to be no good by Weaver, and the rebound's pulled down by Sarah Cross of Springfield. Cross back into the front court to Webster, now to Joelle Newman. They'll try the right side, but the pass is going to be thrown out of bounds by Kira Webster, and Galesburg will get it back with 3:27 to go in this one.
Only the 12th turnover of the game for the Senators compared to 22 for the Silver Streaks.
Back comes Emily Weaver now into the front court. On the right side, she gets it to Megan Gugliotta. Back up top to Weaver. Weaver holds the ball up over her head. Now to Jordan Kohler. Kohler works the right side for the Streaks. Gets it to Megan Gugliotta. Now we'll get the three-pointer left side. No good by Kohler. The rebound controlled by Springfield. Back on the attack, the Senators. They move left to right to left. Webster has it. Now in the paint. Here's the turnaround jumper. Is going to drop through by Ellie Brand. So Brandt now with the basket makes it 56-27. Back comes Galesburg. On the left side, we'll get Kohler again firing the three, no good. The rebound controlled by Springfield's Melanie Glisson. Back comes Webster with 2:26 to go in the ballgame. Near side cross, bounce pass inside. Here's the shot up, no good by Ellie Brandt. And we'll get a whistle here on the rebound as it was pulled down by Galesburg's Megan Gugliotta, and a foul is going to be called against Springfield.
Yeah, good job by Gugliotta. She put herself in good position, got herself in front of Brandt after Brandt took that shot, boxed her out, so that the only thing that could happen at that point was if Brandt wanted to go after the basketball, was she was going to have to go through Megan Gugliotta.
Second foul on Brandt. Now the ball fought for in the front court, Galesburg's front court, as it was almost stolen away by Kira Webster. Back on the right side now is Kohler. She's going to fire it again, no good. The rebound picked up by Kohler, but we'll have a held ball as Kohler was tied up by Joelle Newman. Newman, one of the captains on Springfield, but she plays off the bench. She's a 5'10 senior. And so it'll be triggered inbounds now by the Silver Streaks' Emily Weaver beneath the Galesburg basket on the east side of the court here at John Thiel Gym. Triggered inbounds comes into Jordan Kohler. She drives inside, but the ball was tipped away by Ellie Brandt, who pulls it out of the air and gives it to her teammate, Kira Webster. And Webster brings it back up right to left with a minute 15 to go in the game.
You can tell the officials are in all the whistle mode right there, Jim, as Kohler took a lot of contact from Brandt.
That's a good thing, isn't it? Here's a jumper from 15 air ball by Sarah Cross, and so Galesburg is going to get it back with a minute to go in the running clock here, 56-27 in favor of Springfield. Back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. Emily Weaver now into the front court. Bounce pass to Madison Ross. Ross in the game. Now they get it over to Gugliotta. She tried to get it down on the baseline, but it was intercepted by Joelle Newman. 40 seconds to go in this one. Over the timeline comes Kira Webster. Webster will stand out at center court, get some token pressure from Lexi Daniels, who's come in. Now on the right side to Sarah Cross. Back up top to Kira Webster. Webster now backs out on the dribble at center court. Right side, and we'll get a foul here called against Galesburg's Macy Steck, her first. Seventh team foul, 16 seconds to go, and this one's going to run out before this free throw unless she fires it up quickly. And Sarah Cross with 10 seconds to go, and the running clock will fire it, and it'll drop through.
They'll let her finish the free throws, I think. Yep.
And so Cross will shoot the second one. Here it is, and it drops off no good. And so the final score is going to read, hold the clock at 1 second, and Galesburg will trigger it in. It's going to be Galesburg trailing and losing this game 57-27. So Springfield 57, Galesburg 27. That's our final score tonight. We should have an interesting post-game show this evening. Stick around for our interview with Coach Massey. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIO.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. This Monday morning, rates for auto loans start as low as 1.5% starting at 7. Or consolidate bills and pay off high credit cards with a personal loan starting as low as 4.5% at 7 Monday morning. So get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan.
Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check GaleCU.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Losey, Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Look at the official WGIL forecast. Clear, cold, low around just 7 above tonight. Sun in 28 tomorrow. Now in downtown Galesburg at 115. Santa Rescue. Then the holiday parade down Main Street at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 19. Monday, cloudy, light snow. 31 for the high. And Tuesday, sun and a high of 32. Right now, it's 18.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game. And comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. We're so happy you're with us this evening. A great week of high school basketball. Unfortunately, a bad game tonight for the Streaks as they fall to Springfield 57-27. Galesburg now 1-3 on the young season. They enter conference play on Tuesday night against Jay Hatch's Rock Island Alleman Pioneers. So we'll be with you for that one from John Thiel Gym on Tuesday night. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Springfield, they were led in scoring by Julia Rosen, their point guard. She had 15 points in the game. Courtney Pence had 15 for Rosen, 14 for Courtney Pence. 10 points in the game for Kiera Weir. 10 points for Annika Webster. 3 points in the game for Kira Webster. 3 for Sarah Cross off the bench. And Ellie Brandt had 2 points for Springfield. For the Streaks, nobody in double figures tonight. We had 2 players with 6 for Galesburg. It was Casey Williams with 6 points. 6 points for Sabrina Clay. 4 points in the game for Alyssa Carl. Shaylee Florine had 4 points in the game for the Streaks. 3 points for Haley Kelso. 2 points in the game for Katie Lingenfelter. And Emily Weaver had 2. Our postgame final stats are brought to you tonight by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods for all your sporting needs. Our postgame interview with Evan Massey, who will be here shortly, is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm loving it, with locations on North Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg. And our post-time crunch time player of the game tonight, and we haven't even consulted yet on that one, is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave. Dave's Auto Body, proud to bring you our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game tonight. We also want to remind you that our vehicles this year for our away games, and we won't have an away game until December 4th, are provided by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back with Eric's post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman back on our postgame show. I'm joined by head coach Evan Massey of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg falling to Springfield tonight, 57-27 in this ball game this evening. Evan, what'd you tell your girls after the game?
Well, you know, said, you know, the obvious. We like, you know, people say, well, you're inexperienced, and I said to them, you don't. The key is not to become experienced; it's to use your experiences. It just you don't just go through and said so. We've got a. You know, look at, you know, first thing is that we have to accept personal responsibility, and then what we need to do is just look and say, okay, this game, you know, what are things that the next time we get against somebody like of this ability of what didn't we do or what did we do that we shouldn't have done of how do we use this as far as being more experienced.
Their press really hurt you early in the game. You were unable to get that pass out to the free throw line in the backcourt, and it really stung.
Yeah, and, you know, we had to send four in the backcourt to be able to do that, and that was, you know, I think something that we weren't completely, you know, clear on and clean on in terms of what we did. That there were times that we executed it well, but we've got to, you know, be on the same page all the time with that.
Shaylee Florine had this nice basket at the beginning of the game, but you were unable to get the ball into her.
Right, and I thought, you know, we had situations where early on where it was still, you know, I don't know, in the first quarter, situations where we got things, and it was you could tell we were kind of scared finishing around the basket, and we threw it up a little bit faster than we needed to, and we missed the shots that we needed to be able to make and stuff. That I thought, you know, as far as what do you take from it, what do you learn, I thought one of the things was that early on in the game, there were definitely, you know, they're quick. They're going to get to a lot more loose balls, but we're definitely, there was an intimidation where, you know, we didn't, you know, view that some of the loose balls were 50-50. It was kind of their 80-20 of theirs, and that's something what we need to understand is that maybe we can't do a lot of things, but we should be able to get the loose balls and stuff that those the hustle plays we should be able to take care of.
Well, you always tell me that teenagers don't remember things like adults do, and so one of the things I guess is to forget this game and to move on, and I guess that would be the way that you would coach is just to move on. Can you say a few words about what you're going to say to the kids as you come to this next and first conference game?
Well, you know, what you're saying about forgetting the game that way, that I think it's like said to the girls of that, you know, there's problems. That it, you know, first off, when you lose games, everybody reacts to it differently. And that's one of the things that, you know, how do they handle defeat? And, you know, some people take it too hard and some don't take it hard enough. And that's, you know, that can be a problem sometimes for a team. But I think for them, as far as do they forget this and things that right now it's not like a case that we've got a lot of kids with overconfidence, that what we've got to do is just keep plugging away on what we believe we can do and what we can execute. And tonight against the Springfield that, you know, they were at this point in the year, you know, so far out of our league that it was tough for it to be meaningful for us. But with, you know, to be honest, of yeah, it's Alleman and it'll be a big man. And the kids, they won't need anything as far as fired up, but it's we're at a point in terms of with us, and we will be for probably a while, that we're our focus just needs to be on Galesburg. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We've just got to keep working and get ourselves better.
What is your scouting report on Alleman? What challenges do they present on Tuesday?
Well, they'll run, you know, a million different things against man-to-man, and they execute very well. They play, you know, good man-to-man defense, and so, you know, they always compete. And so, you know, that becomes, you know, the biggest thing is that I think in the conference games that you find that there's, you know, always the competitive level of both the teams usually is a little bit higher. And so that's what we've got to raise up and have a little bit greater intensity.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks.
That's Evan Mancy, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Again, the final score here tonight, it was Springfield 57 and Galesburg 27. Eric will be back and have his stats. We'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
We get them in the pool in an unweighted environment where they can, it's like a traction in the deep water.
Oftentimes, improper form or using too much weight for a particular lift can cause young athletes to experience injuries. Fortunately, Ron Smith, physical therapy assistant, can get them back in the game.
We just work on a lot of core strengthening, and then we do a lot of exercises with lower extremity in the pool, and then we can work onto the land-based therapy doing the same type of exercises.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. This Monday morning, rates for auto loans start as low as 1.5% starting at 7. Or consolidate bills and pay off high credit cards with a personal loan starting as low as 4.5% at 7 Monday morning. So get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check GaleCU.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Low C, Galesburg.
Quickly get in the know with local news headlines right from your email inbox with a morning brief from WGIL News. It's free and delivered daily. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Here's Eric Gibson with a look at our final stats.
Well, Jim, not pretty numbers. The Streaks turned the ball over 22 times, and they only forced 12 turnovers on behalf of Springfield. It's going to be tough to beat any team, but when you have that big of a turnover margin, it makes it pretty impossible against a team of that quality. The Streaks were also out-rebounded 41-30. Offensive rebounds a staggering 21-7, and you're just giving way too many shots. At Springfield from the field, 23 of 35, including 4 of 16 from behind the arc, 7 of 14 from the stripe. Streaks, on the other hand, only get 39 shots up. They were 11 of 39, 4 of 20 from distance, only 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They went to the line once all game. A big difference compared to last night's game.
Okay, so it was 20-7 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Springfield. They outscored the Streaks 13-5 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 33-12. In the third quarter, Springfield outscored Galesburg 21-11 to lead it 54-23, and then Galesburg outscored Springfield in the fourth quarter 4-3, and Springfield wins it 57-27. We had a running clock in the game. Our post-game final stance brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And our Dave's Bond Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You better call Dave's. Who should our Crunch Time Player of the Game be tonight?
Well, because we were void of crunch time at any point during this game, we're going to go with the player that showed the most hustle in the amount of time she put in there, and that's going to be Alyssa Carl. Alyssa Carl, the junior, 4 points. She had a three. She was 1 of 2 from the stripe, but only streaked to get to the free throw line. And she had 2 offensive rebounds. And again, she didn't play very much and was able to contribute when she was in there and gave the Streaks about as big of a spark as anybody while she was on the floor.
Our thanks to Brian Prescott, Zach Leahy back at the studios for spinning the dial and producing our broadcast tonight. Our thanks to Brad Scheffler, the son of the former principal Bill Scheffler, the Springfield coach who was so cooperative before the game. And, of course, always our thanks to Evan Mancy for taking the time to talk to us, talk to the other radio station, and speak to all the media, the newspapers, too. It was a fun game to watch, although the outcome was not very good. Eric and I will be back with you on Tuesday night as the Silver Streaks are going to take on Jay Hatch's Alleman Pioneers. Tip-off at 7 will be on the air at 6. Again, the final here tonight, it was Springfield 57 and Galesburg 27. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel Jim.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.